This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Supergroups are an institution in pop music, but in these lean economic times, maybe it's time for the rise of the super duo. A new collaboration called Broken Bells unites James Mercer, the frontman of the indie rock group The Shins, with Danger Mouse, half of the Grammy-winning duo Gnarls Barkley, and the studio whiz behind albums from Beck, Gorillaz, and the Black Keys. This March, their duo, Broken Bells, will release a self-titled debut, and James Mercer and Danger Mouse, a.k.a. Brian Burton, are here to give us a sneak preview. James, Brian, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello.
Hello.
So, James, you guys first met, the story goes, in Copenhagen.
Right, outside of Copenhagen.
2004. You've since pursued, you know, kind of parallel but very successful careers. Why now come together and form this group?
I think it was good timing. For me, I had done a third Shins record that did well, but that meant, you know, a lot of touring again and all that that comes along with promoting a record. And I think at the end of it, I just wasn't quite ready to go back to the blank page of doing another record myself and wanted something new creatively. And so Brian happened to be sort of in the same mood, I guess.
Did you guys have anything specific in mind, or was it just, let's try something we haven't done before?
Yeah, I don't think we had anything specific. I think it was more, let's try and go in with a clean slate, like no pre-written songs, no ideas, just let's just go in and see what happens when the two of us go in a studio and start making music and writing songs together. And no pressure, no, let's not get this signed and call it this or call it that and go talk to people about it. We kind of kept it to ourselves, and we just wanted to see what would happen.
And when you say do it yourselves,
yeah,
I mean, apart from a few string arrangements, it seems like it really is just the two of you. Is that right?
Yeah. That was kind of the deal from the get-go.
Yeah.
That we would perform everything, which keeps it simple. In two ways. It keeps it easy to manage the whole situation. And, you know,
And it helps having the restrictions. You have to be a little bit more creative if you're
exactly.
Not the best at a certain instrument or whatever else.
Now, you know, in the old days when you said a cool idea, that meant one of two things, either a cool lyric or a cool riff. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, though, you know, Brian, as your work as Danger Mouse has proved again and again, a cool idea can be something you lift from an old record of Italian soundtrack music from
right.
the 1960s has happened with Crazy.
Right. This one, we didn't do any sampling at all. Everything was just played live, and it's just that my studio is filled with tons of old synths, and you know, I mean, I guess the drum kit's from the 60s, the mics are from the 60s, the organs are some 50s, 70s. Everything could have been recorded, you know, then. The way we crafted the songs was very new because of our ability to kind of do
you can
everything
kind of
piece by piece.
Experiment with collage
yeah.
real easily nowadays.
Right.
The duo together, James Mercer and Danger Mouse, is called Broken Bells, and here's a look ahead at the forthcoming record, this song called Vaporize. The band is Broken Bells, a duo consisting of James Mercer, the singer-songwriter and frontman of the rock group The Shins, and Danger Mouse, the producer known for his work with Gnarls Barkley and The Grey Album and Gorillaz and so many others. And the two of you, James, you worked together before doing Broken Bells, before this album that's about to come out. with a David Lynch project, right? Dark Night of the Soul?
It seems like that must have come beforehand because it's a perfect reason that we would continue to work together, right? And that obviously came out before this record. But actually, that bit that I did on the Dark Night of the Soul project was something we did as a break during the recording of this thing.
So right. this has been kicking around for a while.
Yeah, we started this in like May of 08.
So and this record taking so long is simply a function of doing multiple things at the same time, trying to juggle different projects?
No, not at all. This was actually one of the first things. I know I'm known I do a lot of things at the same time. And this one, I didn't do that. This record, for me, it was more of a, you know, of a band. It was writing, performing, everything else. And it just slowed down to do that. And it was a lot more enjoyable and I could focus a lot more and not overwork myself. And with James as well, I mean, he would just come down from Portland and stay for a week or two every month until we finished. And since there was no label and nobody knew about it, we just wanted to make enough songs that we thought made an album. And it just took a while to do, but...
I guess I wouldn't have been the only person listening to this and seeing, you know, the Danger Mouse name on this and assuming at least some of those sounds were sampled. Why did you make that decision? Was it a conscious decision to not use sampling?
I think it's a little bit, not so much. I think it's usually the opposite. I'll usually make a conscious decision to sample. You know, the work I did with the Gorillaz, there was no samples on that album. Beck, same thing. The Black Keys. Actually, there was one thing on Beck, but the Black Keys stuff, nothing. You know, there was the last five of the last six records I did, there weren't any samples on there at all. I'm not used to working with samples. I didn't really start out that way. It's just something I did for a few years when I did some hip-hop things, you know, years ago. And there's definitely samples on some of the Gnarl stuff, but to me that was very much on purpose because that gave it a completely different type of sound that I was looking for that particular project. And for this one, the songwriting was going to be the main thing because, James is such an amazing songwriter, and that's what I really wanted to work with as well. I wanted to try to write songs with somebody who was really great and not have any restrictions on that part of it.
We're speaking with James Mercer and Danger Mouse, who have together put out this album called Broken Bells, actually the album coming out on March 9th, also called Broken Bells. And, you know, what I like about this is you've approached it with a sense of kind of fun, even mm-hmm. down to the way you've sort of gotten the word out in a sort of viral way. These multiple websites that have mm-hmm. different misspellings of the name Broken Bells, and you go to these different sites, and each one has a different loop, a sound loop. What is that?
That's trying to get people curious, you know. I mean, our big challenge, you know, this is a new band. We got to get people talking about it and hopefully curious about it.
Yeah, I think it's just in our nature now. Everybody, we just want to know everything now. We want to know the end of the movie now, even though you don't really want to know. You know, you say you want to know, but then you find out, you're like, oh, man, that's going to ruin everything. And we had a good opportunity based on keeping it a secret for so long to kind of have it come out a little bit more controlled and kind of not just let it all out at one time. And so we did the best we could to try to do that. And some people at, you know, the label that were really creative people too had some ideas, and we just thought, let's just try some of them and see what happens.
So if somebody brings up like these three loops on these three different websites on their browser mm-hmm. at the same time, do they hear anything? Is it random?
Never tried that, actually. No, I think every time you refresh the page, it just plays a different part. And these loops are just isolated instruments from the songs. They're not necessarily parts of the songs. They're parts of the songs.
They're tracks from...
Yeah, there'll be like an organ track or mm-hmm. just a drum track or just something that was just there that was... just, I don't know, just not exactly what's from the album, though.
Well, when you put all the tracks together, you have Broken Bells, and here's a little bit of a song called The Ghost Inside.
Thank you.
Broken Bells, The Ghost Inside. The album's out on March 9th from the duo of James Mercer, the singer-songwriter, frontman from the band The Shins, and Danger Mouse, the Grammy-winning producer and musician, half also of the group Gnarls Barkley. And, Brian, a lot of your work is in a kind of collaborative form. Is there anything different working, you know, with James, you know, who has come from... I mean, he's a front man, you know. He's got that big, he's got the front man ego.
Yeah,
thing,
I've got that,
you know?
Huge, big head, the ego.
No, I think I've worked with many of those. But that I don't find so much with James. It's different because coming up, I started out writing songs and doing stuff myself that just wasn't very good. And then because of the Grey album, I got a chance to do the thing with the Gorillaz, which was the first record I actually produced that wasn't my own, and I got a chance to be around Damon Albarn, who was an amazing songwriter. And so from there, and then a couple of other things, I got around real songwriters, like the ones that were really good. So by the time 2008 came around, I was confident enough in my own stuff again to really want to do that again. And so to work with James, who was one of my favorites, I just wanted to try to hold my own, really.
Is it, James, is it a Lennon-McCartney thing where, you know, you both... one of you brings the song, even though both of you are credited, and you know, half are his and half are yours. Or
we work more closely together, I think. From what I've heard, Lennon McCartney, yeah, there was a lot of stuff done separately,
right,
and they'd help each other finish stuff. I mean, we just create this stuff together.
Right.
James, your work has been The Shins. I mean,
yeah,
and while you've done
yeah
occasional other things, that's what you're known for. Yeah. Were you looking for something else? Were you looking for something non-Shins?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's...
Why?
That was kind of the point. Well, like I said, I mean, it'd been three records. I feel a lot of responsibility for those. That's my project, so I write the songs and produce the records with help. But, you know, I don't know. I needed something new and different. I think artists often do.
And what is Broken Bells, what does this project mean for the future of the Shins?
Hiatus and, you know, the postponing of our next record
till
hell freezes over. No, I really. I mean, it's just I'm focused on this. You know, we're having a good time doing this. We're excited about playing live. We're going to tour for this. This is a real band. You know, we're just going to push this properly and see what happens.
Now, the project, Broken Bells, you know, Brian, you were talking about this before. You'd worked on it for a long time. You kept it quiet. It is now with a major label. Both of you have, you know, pursued very kind of independent careers in music. Any hesitation, any kind of qualms about, you know, signing on the dotted line with a major label for this, for either of you?
I was a little nervous about
were
it.
Were you? Yeah. The good thing was that we waited till we were finished and we knew what we had. And it was a lot of times with majors, they sign stuff based on potential. And I think we've already had long careers, as you said, and also already had a finished product. We had the songs were done, the album was done. And so we got to talk to a few labels. And nowadays, you know, I don't know, it's just different. I mean, there's the people working at labels, I've been in the independent side, and they can be just as screwed up as the other ones. And so if you just find people who are really enthusiastic about it and who you get to go work on the music and they get to do what they get to really be into something and have fun working on a record, and that's what it seemed like it was going to be. So, I mean, it's still early days, but so far it's been a pretty good experience.
The album comes out on March 9th and then maybe a tour to follow at some point.
Definitely.
Broken Bells is the name of the project from James Mercer and Danger Mouse. James, Brian, thank you both for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.